Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Alamati Hubbillahi Ta'ala lil Abdi wal Hathi 'ala at-takhalluq biha was sa'i fi tahsiliha. The chapter on the signs of Allah Ta'ala's love for a person. When Allah Ta'ala loves a person, what signs are there? What outward signs are there that shows that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves a specific person? And encouragement that those be adopted, and that one should strive to acquire them. One should strive to acquire these signs. In other words, strive to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one strives to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll find also that those signs will come also. With the love of Allah ta'ala comes everything else. The love of Allah ta'ala is ultimate. That is what we should be striving for. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, as he brings in all the chapters, is the and Muhaddisin generally, they'll bring ayat of Quran to substantiate the chapter that they brought. So once the ayat of Quran are brought, then after that they will bring a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also showing us the steps or the ways that the different proofs of Islam is brought. The steps, firstly starting off with Quran Sharif, thereafter going to hadith Sharif, and then after that going to the ijma'in, qiyas. So anyway, قال الله تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Allah Ta'ala says that if you love Allah Ta'ala, then follow me so that Allah Ta'ala may love you and forgive your sins. That if you love Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told, Allah Ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you mention this, that if you love me, in other words, O Sahaba, and also to us that coming after Sahaba, right up till the day of Qiyamah, that if you love me, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people, all of us, that if you really love Allah Ta'ala, then what you should do? فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. If you do this by following me, in other words, you're following the sunnah, and we are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would Allah Ta'ala give in return? We are living in this world, everyone wants to know that if I give something, what am I going to get in return? To such an extent that if a person even gives his time also now, he wants to charge for his time that he has given. So in insan's mind works like that. If I give something, what am I going to get in return? So beautifully Allah Ta'ala mentions, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. You're getting the love of Allah Ta'ala in return for following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you ask for anything better than that? Than getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala goes further on to say, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Over and above the love of Allah Ta'ala, you're getting the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, your past also, whatever mistakes you have made, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving you just because you are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is the signs of love. This is a way that you know that the person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is he goes out of his way to emulate the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one more ayat we'll do for today. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسُوفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. Allah Ta'ala says that, O you who believe, whoever amongst you turns away from his religion, then Allah Ta'ala shall soon bring another nation whom he loves and who loves him. In other words, that if you renegade, you become a murtad, then you're not doing any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This every person is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of us. We should always remember that. That we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you're causing no harm. مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسُوفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Shortly Allah Ta'ala will bring another nation whom Allah Ta'ala loves them and they love Allah Ta'ala. So you're not doing any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not following the deen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say that what type of nation he will bring? Those that will be kind to the believers, turn towards the disbelievers. Look at the words that are being used. In fact, in the Fajr namaz today, the sifat of the Sahaba were described in this ayat, that ruhama ubainahum, amongst them you'll find Sahaba were very, very lenient. Amongst the believers, very, very lenient, very soft, very easygoing. Ashidda'u ala al-kuffar, when it came to disbelievers, very, very firm. In other words, you don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the style. It's not that a person doesn't show akhlaq. It is a different thing. But when it comes to matters of deen, matters of shariat, very, very easygoing as far as the believers are concerned. Very firm, very hard against the disbelievers when it came to jihad, when it came to executing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't compromise. They didn't cut corners. They didn't bend. And in this ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala is saying that if you want to renegade, then what will happen? Allah ta'ala will create and bring another nation, someone else. They will love Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will love them. They will be kind to the believers and they will be stern to the disbelievers. And who will strive? They'll have these qualities. They'll strive in the path of Allah ta'ala without fearing the criticism of those who criticize. This is the bounty of Allah ta'ala that He grants to whoever He desires. And Allah ta'ala is surrounding, and Allah ta'ala is all surrounding and all knowing. What we learn from here is that these qualities are praiseworthy qualities. When a person is soft with the believers, when he's firm against the disbelievers, when a person doesn't worry about the criticism of the criticizers, let the criticizers say what they want. I'm only interested in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I can get the love of Allah ta'ala, people can call me orthodox, people can call me outdated, people can tell me I'm backward. It's the other day one person mentioned something new. He said that alim, that nowadays if he wants to practice on the original Islam, the original Islam, he doesn't want to bring in any innovations, any new things. So now there's a new term that is coined. What's the new term? That you're an analog Molana in a digital age. It doesn't matter, people can say these things, but we should see how much of the original Sunnah we got in our lives, original Deen we got in our lives, not fearing the criticism of the criticizers. So two things or three things we learn from here is that this is a quality that Allah, that is praiseworthy. When a person is soft with the believers, he's firm with the disbelievers. Unfortunately, nowadays we're seeing with this interfaith movement and the different movements that are taking place, that we're actually being taught now that abandon jihad, abandon striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, abandon the sternness which comes to people that are against Islam. Now even the enemies of Islam, we are taught to share the same platform. We are taught now to show kindness. We are taught to confuse ourselves that we are all the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam, so therefore we are all brothers. Everything has been confused. But look at Sahaba. Ashidda'u ala al-kuffar, ruhama'u bainahum. And Allah Ta'ala here is saying that they are such people that will be izzatin ala al-mu'mineen, azillatin ala al-kafirin. They'll be very, very, as far as the believers are concerned, they will be very, very kind towards them and they'll be very stern towards the disbelievers. So these are qualities that are encouraged, not what we are seeing today. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us to hold on to the original Islam. And don't fear the criticism of the criticizers. In namaz time, we don't feel shy, we go to the masjid. We go early, it doesn't matter that we look outdated, it doesn't matter that we have to leave the meeting, it doesn't matter we have to leave our customers and clients. May Allah is calling me, that comes first. And remember something, even the disbelievers also will start respecting the believers when the believers start respecting the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sache bana aur ache bana, dunya tumhari izzat kare. Then become an honest person, become a good person, the whole world will respect you. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.